You are listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 471. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Not every investment in your business is meant to pay you back immediately. And this is one most people would get wrong. I recently invested $25,000 into a six-city speaking tour across Australia. And from the outside, it probably looked incredible. Speaking on stages, connecting with hundreds of women, building visibility, growing my third business, the Healing Center of Australia, as I was ultimately the major sponsor. And yes, it was all of those things, and even more than that. But what people don't often see is what it actually costs to say yes to opportunities like this, not just financially, but in time and energy and in the quieter sacrifices behind the scenes. So today, I want to break it down for you. What this six-city tour actually cost me, what the short-term return on investment really looked like, and what I believe the long-term ROI will be. Because I think we need to be more honest about these conversations and what growth actually looks like and requires for business to scale. Let's start with the obvious one, the financial cost. To be part of this tour as a major sponsor through the Healing Center of Australia, the investment was approximately $25,000. And this was just for the sponsorship fee. On top of that, there were additional costs like flights to five cities, because obviously the sixth city was in Brisbane and I live in Brisbane. So there was five return flights that I had to pay for, accommodation, food, transport with Ubers to getting two events spaces and back, and also time away from the business. And this is where I think a lot of people misunderstand growth opportunities. They look at the headline number, but they don't consider the true costs of participation, because the real investment is always bigger than what's on the invoice. And this is something I work with all the time with my one-on-one and mastermind clients. We don't just look at, can you afford this? We look at what is the real cost? What is the strategic intention behind this decision? And how does this fit into your bigger growth plan to scale? Because strategy isn't about saying yes to opportunities. It's about understanding the full picture before you say yes. Now, the next cost was time. Six cities, travel days, event days, recovery time in between, time away from my team, time away from my business operations, and most importantly, time away from my partner and kids. Especially with the arrangement that I currently have, which is 1 week on and 1 week off, this particular month meant that I saw my kids far less than I normally would. And that's something that doesn't show up on a spreadsheet, but it is very real, because behind every yes in business, there's something you're also having to say no to. That is simple reality. Then there's the energy. I don't think, again, we talk about this enough either. Showing up on stage, holding space for rooms full of people, being present, engaged, and delivering at a high level. Then getting on a plane, doing it again and again and again. And yes, it's incredibly rewarding, but it also requires a significant amount, in my opinion, of emotional, physical, and spiritual capacity. And if you don't respect that, it can take a toll. And again, this is something I'm always talking through with my clients, because your capacity is part of your strategy, not just in your calendar, not just in your revenue goals, but your actual human capacity to execute at a high level. Because if you show up to these events with low energy and you're sick and you're tired and whatever, that's going to come across on stage. That's going to influence your authority and credibility, and that will ultimately influence conversion later on down the road. So understanding the cost in energy is really important. Before we continue with this episode, I want to ask you something. If someone asked you, are you a speaker? What would you say? Now, before you dismiss that, you're already speaking. You're speaking in sales conversations, you're speaking on Zoom calls, you're speaking in rooms where decisions are being made about your business. The real question isn't, are you speaking? But rather, are you still doing the talking without the payoff? That's why I'm excited to share our 2026 gold sponsor for my 3-day Women in Business Conference, Jacqueline Brooker, founder of The Business of Speaking. Jacqueline teaches founders how to turn their expertise into bookable assets, paid stages, and speaking-driven revenue streams. This isn't about hype or manifesting a keynote. It's about positioning, structure, and commercial strategy. If you've ever thought, I know my work is powerful, but I'm not landing the right opportunities, this is for you. Jacqueline has gifted my audience her free guide, The Paid Speaker One-Sheet Swipe Files, showing you exactly how to position yourself so event organizers and decision makers see you as worth paying. You can download it now at businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. Again, that URL is businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. If you're ready to speak like your business depends on it, start here by heading to Jacqueline's URL, businessofspeaking.com.au/swipefiles4ang. Now let's get back to the episode. So now let's look at the short-term return on investment, or what I say ROI, right? Because again, this is where often people want a very clear answer. Was it worth it financially is what I often hear when I'm working with my clients. And in the short term, the ROI is not always immediate. And we need to understand this as business owners. So yes, there were new leads, new connections and conversations that will likely convert. But if you're expecting to invest $25,000 and immediately see a direct financial return within weeks, that's not always how these opportunities work. Sometimes yes, but not always, depending on your business, the business model and the audience. And this is where I see businesses owners getting it wrong. They measure long-term opportunities with short-term expectations. And this is exactly the kind of strategic conversations I have with my clients. Not every decision in business is about immediate return. Some decisions are about positioning, visibility, access to the right rooms. But you need to know which is which, because if you treat a long-term strategy like a short-term play, you'll think it's not working when it actually is. Now let's look at the long-term ROI. Where I believe the real return sits is in the long-term. Brand positioning, authority, trust, relationships, visibility, being in the rooms with the right people, having conversations that open doors you didn't even know existed. These are the things that compound over time. And they're often the things that lead to higher value clients, bigger opportunities, strategic partnerships, future speaking engagements, and long-term business growth. This is not a quick win strategy. This is a long game strategy. And as a business strategist, it's also my role to test these strategies in my own business, to invest, to experiment, to gather data, and then take these insights back to my clients. So they're not making decisions based on guesswork, but they're making decisions based on real world experience, data, and what's actually working. And I think this is the key lesson. Not every investment in your business is meant to give you an immediate return. I've said this before on this podcast. I'm going to say it again. Some investments are about positioning, credibility, expansion. But you have to go into these decisions with clarity. You need to know why you're doing it, what success looks like, and what you're willing to invest, not just financially, but in time and energy, as I spoke about today. Because growth always comes with a cost. The question is it a cost you're willing to pay for where you're going in scaling your business? So was the six-city speaking tour worth it? For me, absolutely. Not just because of the immediate outcomes, but because of what I know this will build over time. But I also went into this with open eyes, understanding the investment, understanding the trade-offs, and making this decision intentionally with my current business strategy, not only for Angela Henderson Consulting, but for the Healing Center of Australia. And that's what I want to leave you with today. If you're considering opportunities in your business like events, sponsorships, collaborations, or big investments, don't just ask, will I make this money back next month? But rather, I want you to ask, what is this decision or this opportunity building for me long term? Because sometimes the biggest growth in your business comes from the decisions that don't pay off immediately, but will completely change your trajectory over time. This is so important. I hope that this podcast resonated with you. And if you're looking for assistance in your own scaling strategy for your business and wanting me to get my eyeballs on your business, create a personal strategy that will help you scale in a way that is in alignment for you, your family, your time, and your energy, then make sure to head to angelahenderson.com.au to explore the various ways that you can work with me, VIP days, one-on-one consulting, my mastermind, joining me in Bali, or even coming to one of my local events. Whatever works for you, I'm here to support you. But for now, I hope you have an amazing day, no matter where you are in the world. And I hope that this episode again helps you think about looking at time cost, energy cost, financial costs, but also short-term and long-term ROI. Because I don't know about you, but I'm here for the long-term in business. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.